Dear people who keep company with God, from the time we were children, we have all had dreams and hopes of destiny. Some of those dreams came from God. Biblically, Joseph is a great example of this. In fact, his brothers called him a dreamer, albeit in a derogatory way, Genesis 37:19. At 17 years old, he had two dreams that prophetically foretold his future destiny. And in spite of 13 years of seeming injustice and disappointment, those dreams were finally fulfilled. I'm sure there are many days during those years that Joseph wondered what had happened to his life. Why did it go so wrong? Why so much failure? Why all the hurt, confusion, and offense? Why does no one else see the dream? Was the dream really from God? Most of us know and relate with these types of thoughts and feelings. God gives us a taste of our destiny in the dreams, but we forget that sweet flavor in all the broken-hearted disappointment that surround our dreams. But God has not forgotten our destiny. No matter how many times you have failed, how old, hurt, tired, or burned out you may be, God still sees your destiny and desires to help you get into it. In fact, if you look at Joseph's life, you will discover all the seeming injustice and disappointments were really God's means of preparing Joseph so his dreams would be fulfilled. One of the dreams revealed was that God would make Joseph a ruler over Egypt. If Joseph was going to be a ruler over Egypt, God had to get Joseph into Egypt. So, he arranged to have his brother turn against him and sell him as a slave into Egypt. There, Joseph began to learn the language, culture, customs, and business practices of the Egyptians. And Joseph became such a good businessman that his boss/owner retired and let Joseph run all his business enterprises. But Joseph also needed to learn how the government functioned. So God transferred him to Pharaoh's federal prison system. Unfortunately, God arranged for Joseph to be accused of attempted rape in order to get him on the inside of the prison. It was there that Joseph learned the ways of the Egyptian government. And Joseph excelled as a government employee/prisoner. It wasn't long before he was the assistant warden of the prison. We may be tempted to think it was his gifting that enabled him to fulfill his destiny. No, his gift got him before Pharaoh, but it was the 13 years of preparation that enabled him to fulfill his destiny. Joseph, Moses, David, Paul, Peter, and even the Lord Jesus himself all had to go through God's prep school. It is naive for us to think God is not going to prepare, educate, and mature us so we can stand in our destiny. But in the meantime, we all can excel right where we are because of God's favor. Somewhere along the way, some of us have forgotten that sweet flavor of destiny, and life has become colorless and seems adrift. If that is you, remember Joseph and all those whose lives stand as a testimony that God will finish what he started if we allow it. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.